In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the cross of Jesus' crucifixion is an outstanding testimony to the humility of Christ and should be a constant reminder to us that humility is essential to living the Catholic faith. But first, let me put the events of today's feast in perspective. In May of each year, we celebrate the invention of the cross, which means the finding of the Holy Cross. Indeed, at the time of Jesus' crucifixion, the cross, the crucifixion was a shameful death, reserved by the Romans for convicted criminals. So the cross on which Jesus died was not preserved by the apostles as something to remember him by. It was in the 4th century that the emperor Constantine abolished the use of crucifixion in honor of our Lord. And the cross became a respected symbol of the Catholic faith. Around 325, Constantine's mother, Saint Helena, journeyed to Jerusalem to search for the cross, which now would be honored as a sacred relic. It is said that she was able to identify Jesus' cross amid several others by the miraculous healing of a sick woman to whom the cross was touched. Because she was the mother of the emperor, she ordered the demolition of a shrine to Venus, a Roman goddess, to build the construction of a church under the title of the Holy Sepulchre, where a portion of Jesus' cross was placed for veneration by the faithful. And because she was the mother of the emperor, she returned with her, she took the other part of the cross and returned to Rome, together with the nails of the crucifixion. In the year 610, the Persians, so those who live in actual Iran, invaded North Africa and the Holy Land, conquering Jerusalem, burning the church, and taking the Holy Cross with them back to Persia. The emperor Heraclius attempted to regain the peace treaty with the Persians. But their many victories made them too arrogant to negotiate. After a long period of prayer and fasting, Heraclius assembled an army and joined battle with three of the Persian generals and conquered their armies. The son of the Persian ruler, angry that his father had appointed his younger brother to take over the rule, put both his father and brother to death and then negotiated with Emperor Heraclius. As part of the peace settlement, Heraclius demanded and received the return of the cross. He determined to carry it to the place of the crucifixion on Mount Calvary and rest in his finest gold robes, assembled an entourage to make the trip. But a strange thing happened No matter how hard Heraclius tried, he wasn't able to carry the cross up the relatively small incline. Ultimately, Zacharias, the bishop of Jerusalem, approached the emperor and suggested that he would better imitate Jesus if he were more humbly dressed. Certainly, Jesus did not go about in such clothes. On swapping clothes with a humbly dressed beggar, Heraclius easily carried the cross to the place of the crucifixion, where he ordered the reconstruction of the church of the Holy Sepulchre to house the cross once again. If someday you go to the Holy Land, you can still visit the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. As I said earlier, the Holy Cross ought to inspire us to imitate the humility of Christ. Jesus was God, the Son of God. He humbled himself by taking our human nature and being born among us. Jesus humbled himself in order to join us in all the difficulties of the human condition, even to the point of enduring a terribly painful death. None of this was required of him. Indeed, he could have redeemed the human race just with an act of his will, while enthroned with his Father in heaven. No need to share our pains. No need to share our fleas. But in fact, he did humble himself so that we might come to know the importance of humility. The cross, craziness for the pagans, and scandal for the Jews. On this feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross, we recount the first time that the image of the cross was raised and brought salvation to all who raised their eyes to it. But this day is not simply named the feast of the cross. Today the cross is exalted. The cross that our Lord Jesus Christ fully revealed to us is not simply an image that is looked upon. It doesn't carry magical properties because of its shape. The cross comes as an invitation from Jesus. It is an act of suffering. It is an act of sacrifice that is freely accepted, received, and endured for the salvation of others. Through the cross, people are delivered from the slavery of sin. The work of death, the work and death caused by temptation is overcome, and the way to paradise is restored. There is no other path to salvation or victory over death, and it is to be exalted. Because we have to be cautious that while we recognize and honor the cross within our churches and families, we do not exalt it. At best, we may exalt in terms of honor and giving it a place of highest dignity. We recognize that the cross is a source and sign of victory over death, but we do not exalt it. That is, we do not raise it up for the eyes of others. To exalt is to proclaim. Is to proclaim to people that the way of life, the way to prosperity, the way to salvation and redemption in this life, as well as the next, is through the cross. It doesn't come through force of power or great abilities. To exalt the cross is to speak of his greatness, the goodness of the sacrifice and humility that it represents. It is to recognize that it was the source of victory. To exalt the cross is not to be like Peter, who tried to prevent Christ from accepting the cross, but is to be like Saint John, who grieved, who did not understand everything, but who did not revolt himself. Saint John, who stood at the foot of the cross and gave comfort. The way to life of salvation of the world is not in force, power, or war. The cross is the way. Be faithful in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We discover anew the mystery of salvation at work in our lives. Before the image of Jesus crucified, the Holy Spirit dwelling within us inspires us and strengthens us to live our faith in a world which is often hostile to God and to his plan for our salvation. Faithfully carrying the cross with Christ, we know that mockery, indifference, opposition, persecution, and even death, because of our daily witness to Christ and to his life within us, are the way by which Jesus wins in our human nature the victory over sin and eternal death, the victory of eternal life. Ave, O crux spes unica, hail of cross, our holy hope. Craziness for the pagans, scandal for the Jews, the cross is our hope. Because without the cross, without Christ's sacrificial triumph on the cross, without the Mass, the sacrifice of the Mass, we would have no hope of eternal salvation. The cross is the world's greatest love story, but we need to grasp that we are a central character in that romance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.